But wait, there's more. Hi, everybody, it's Terry O'Reilly here, and we're happy to announce something we've never offered before. It's our But Wait, There's More subscriber package. If you're a fan of Under the Influence, you'll get more than ever before. You'll get more bonus episodes, like the live recording and audience Q&A we did recently at the Hot Docs Podcast Festival, exclusive for subscribers only. You'll get more podcasts with additional stories. You'll get early access, so you can listen to all of our new shows before anyone else. You'll get all of our episodes, including archives, ad-free. Tsk, tsk, I won't judge. You'll be invited to Ask Me Anything sit-down chats with yours truly. You'll get first dibs on tickets for live events. You'll get big discounts on Under the Influence merchandise. And that's only the beginning, all for a few bucks a month. Just go to our show page on Apple Podcasts and tap Try Free to start your free 7-day trial. Membership has its privileges. You should copyright that.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Due to popular demand, we've dug very, very deep into our archives and are pleased to announce the re-release of episodes from the last season of The Age of Persuasion. And we've remastered them to fit our Under the Influence format. Here is an episode from 2011.
This is an Apostrophe podcast production.
To all that.
I want to see any of that.
They look after.
On September 15th, 1967, The Who performed a historic set on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour TV show. It was historic because of the song My Generation. The Who were not polite like the well-scrubbed Beatles, and you can hear their sneers when Tommy Smothers tries to introduce them.
You guys are really too much, and I want to introduce you to the guys individually in The Who, because you never get to know their names. You know them as The Who. Everybody says, Who? And you say, you know. What's your name?
Pete.
Pete
Townsend, yeah.
Pete, and where are you from, Pete?
London.
From London?
Yeah.
Then the band launches into My Generation. As everyone knows, The Who had a unique way of ending all their performances. They would destroy all of their equipment in a violent storm of guitars bashing amplifiers, feet kicking holes in speakers, and drums being, well, blown up. Drummer Keith Moon was a big fan of explosions. One of his favorite tricks was to flush powerful explosives down hotel toilets, which led him to be banned from several large hotel chains around the world. On the Smothers Brothers show that night, a small amount of explosive was put into a small cannon that Moon kept in his bass drum, but it didn't go off during the rehearsal. Unbeknownst to Keith Moon, a stagehand put another explosive in it, and later, Keith Moon put yet another explosive in it, for a total of three instead of one. So when The Who came to the end of my generation and started destroying their instruments, suddenly there was a tremendous explosion caught on videotape. On the YouTube clip, you can see singer Roger Daltrey jump back in sheer fright. There's smoke everywhere, and out of the smoke wanders a disoriented Pete Townsend. He is patting a flame out of his hair, and he's rubbing his ear. The unexpected sound of that explosion would rob him of something very important in his profession, his hearing. Townsend lost a substantial part of his ability to hear in one ear that night, and it would begin a gradual disintegration of his hearing that would haunt him his entire life. Our ability to hear is arguably our greatest sense. Even in caveman days, we could hear a saber-toothed lion before we could see it. It has been our 24-hour early warning system throughout history. Sound is a powerful force in our lives. Marketers have utilized sound since the turn of the 20th century. Going back to the early days of radio, sound has been an influential marketing strategy. Lend me your ears today as we listen for the many ways marketers have used sound as a powerful selling tool. You may just discover that a lot of the marketing you hear goes in one ear and stays there.
You're under the influence.
Sound is immensely powerful in our lives. As audio specialist Julian Treasure notes, hearing develops just 12 weeks after conception. Long before we have ears, we are hearing our mother's heartbeat through every cell. Even as adults, we hear through our whole bodies. Ears are just the specialists. We sense sound through our skin, bone, and muscle. Hearing is the first sense we develop, and according to numerous near-death accounts, it's also the last sense to dim when we die. The reason races start with a pistol shot and not a burst of light or a waving flag, for example, is that the body reacts much more quickly to sound. Our ears are always on guard. With sight, we see about 180 degrees and around 120 feet high. But hearing is completely 360 degrees spherical. Normal human beings can precisely place a sound in three dimensions. We have no deaf spot because hearing is our primary warning sense. It's on duty from birth to death with no rest at all. We close our eyes to sleep, but our hearing carries on. Even when we are dreaming, our hearing is constantly scanning and analyzing the sounds around us as protection. It's why we can be bolted from sleep by the slightest noise. As a result of this highly refined sense, it is very difficult to trick people with sound. That's why there are very few oral illusions, yet there are endless optical ones. The average human ear can discern over 1,300 barely noticeable differences in tone, but we can only see 150 hues of color. Using this scale, ears are 100 times more sensitive than eyes. It's no surprise, then, that sound is such a powerful aspect of marketing. It can inspire desire and remind you of a brand instantly when you hear a cue. You can listen to a commercial from around a corner even when you can't see it, and sound can make your mouth water. All of which is highly desirable to marketers. I have spent nearly my entire career in the sound business. Creating sound for commercials was my specialty. I spent a lot of time thinking about sounds, how to create them, which ones to carefully choose, what response they elicit, and which sound effects are the best to create or enhance a story or a brand. Way back in our very first season of this show, we did an episode that talked about how radio can create wonderful pictures with sound. But sound can also persuade. Marketers have long used sound and sound effects in advertising, having learned important lessons in the early days of motion pictures and radio. When I went searching for the earliest examples of recorded sounds, it was amazing what was available. In 1860, a French inventor recorded a folk song called Au Clair de la Lune using an invention he called a phonoautographer. It may sound a little spooky, but it's actually amazing it has survived. 17 years later, in 1877, Edison created and patented the cylinder phonograph. He made a sketch of his invention, as he imagined it, and gave it to his mechanic, who apparently built it in 30 hours. Edison immediately tested the machine and chose a nursery rhyme as his first words. He recorded it, and to his amazement, the machine played his voice back to him.
Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Edison then experimented with synchronizing recorded sound to moving pictures. He invented something he called a kinetophone in 1884. A film was made by William Dixon using Edison's invention, and it was thought to have been lost for over 80 years. Then, in 1964, the broken cylinder was discovered, and in 1998, the cylinder was repaired. Here it is, and if you listen closely, you can hear someone say, "Are the rest of you ready? Go ahead." The film shows a man playing a violin into a huge cylinder while two men dance nearby. Total time? 17 seconds. But history was made. In 1925, there was a short film made of Gus Visser and his singing duck.
Oh, my! He is making a duck to me. He is a full nice to me. Oh, he is almost breaking my heart.
Gus held the duck as he sang, "I do not want to know how he made the duck quack." Everything you just heard predated the movie The Jazz Singer, starring Al Jolson, which is famously thought to be the first talkie. It wasn't, but it was indeed the first mass-marketed feature-length film that incorporated sound and synchronized speech. When silent film actors could finally be heard, it killed some careers and ignited others. One thing it did prove, the power of sound couldn't be denied. As sound became a permanent part of the movies, Madison Avenue began to wake up to its huge potential. With the advent of radio in the 1920s, an advertising executive said, "Never before in history had 50 million people listen to the same sound at exactly the same time." It was revolutionary. And above all, it was a persuasive selling tool that could make the invisible visible.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Advertisers soon began to use sound to embed brands in people's minds. And throughout the ensuing decades, advertising experimented with different kinds of sounds in order to persuade. Many hours have been spent in boardrooms and recording studios trying to decide which sounds create the most desire, which ones are the most memorable, and which most perfectly capture the essence of a product. The use of sound as a selling tool goes back a long way in the history of advertising. In 1939, for example, Old Dutch Cleanser was running radio commercials. They described how Old Dutch cleaned sinks, pots, and pans better than any other cleanser. The reason was because Old Dutch contained an ingredient that cleaned and polished surfaces without scratching.
When Mrs. Irving Cruz of 2000 Greenleaf Avenue, Chicago, watched the coin test, she said, quote, "It's amazing to see the difference in cleansers. The coin moves so smoothly over the Old Dutch. Of course, my experience bears out the results of the coin test. I've used Old Dutch for years and know it doesn't scratch," unquote.
But how do you prove a visual promise on radio? Old Dutch chose a coin test. Two glasses were used, the first sprinkled with another leading cleanser, the second with Old Dutch. And this is what listeners heard.
"Take a piece of glass and sprinkle a little cleanser on it. Then rub a coin over the cleanser. Listen. That grinding and grating sound is your warning that this cleanser contains scratchy particles that will mar surfaces, making them harder to keep clean, more work for you."
But when the coin was used on the Old Dutch glass, listeners heard this.
"Now, hear the big difference when we make the same test with Old Dutch. There is no unpleasant scratching sound because Old Dutch is made with seismatite, and the coin moves smoothly over the flaky, flat-shaped particles."
It was a mighty persuasive sound, or should I say, non-sound, and Old Dutch became the choice of households everywhere. Maxwell House Coffee Harness sound to sell its product. The smell of fresh-brewed coffee was a powerful selling tool, but it was impossible to employ on radio and television. So Maxwell House used the sound of brewing coffee to stimulate the smell in people's minds.
This is the coffee pot at work. Listen to it perk. Look at the coffee as it gets darker and stronger. Smell the honest coffee smell. Ah, smell it. But will this cup of coffee taste as good as it smells? You bet it will, because it's Maxwell House, the coffee that tastes as good as it smells every time.
Alka-Seltzer was another brand that persuaded through sound. I suspect the following commercial isn't so much about the Christmas holidays as it was about hangovers.
This is Ken Nardine. When you check off that last item on your Christmas shopping list, it's a big relief to know that all your shopping's done. But before you do tear up that list, be sure you've bought some Alka-Seltzer. You don't want a headache, upset stomach, or general achiness to spoil your holiday fun.
Now listen as an Alka-Seltzer tablet is dropped into a glass of water. The sound is meant to brand the product.
Then just drop one or two tablets into a glass of water like this. Listen to its fizz. That's Alka-Seltzer changing into a sparkling liquid for relief.
When Alka-Seltzer realized it could double sales overnight by recommending two tablets be used at a time, plop, plop, fizz, fizz became a powerful audio cue. Here's a commercial where Sammy Davis Jr. takes over the sound effect duties.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Ooh, what a relief it is. Fast, fast, fast.
Fast Company once published an interesting article titled The 10 Most Addictive Sounds in the World. In it, marketing writer Martin Lindstrom states that sounds have a unique ability to make us buy more, want more, dream more, and eat more. He notes, for example, that when the sounds were removed from slot machines in Las Vegas, revenue fell by 24%. So that didn't last long. In his book, Biology, Lindstrom notes that Kellogg's has spent years cultivating a signature crunch sound, even going so far as to hire a Danish lab to design a one-of-a-kind crunch for cornflakes. They wanted kids to be able to hear the difference between the sound of eating generic cornflakes and the Kellogg's brand.
Well, I'm awake. Make no mistake. I want the best in my bowl.
Car manufacturers employ acoustic engineers to create very specific sounds. Mercedes, Lexus, and even Ford, for example, create a recognizable vault-like sound when their car doors close. That sound is one of the first prospective buyers hear when they're in the showroom, so it's important. The meaty kerchunk sound of a car door closing is carefully chosen to persuade you that you are secure, and it also gives you a subconscious sense of value. The Nissan Leaf had to deal with a different issue, namely that electric cars make no sound, which can be problematic for seeing and hearing impaired pedestrians. The Leaf needed audio visibility. In a four-year international study, Nissan consulted acoustic experts, universities, a Hollywood sound company, and the National Federation for the Blind to test for the most appropriate sound. 100 were developed. And from that list, this sound was chosen for going forward. And this sound was chosen when moving in reverse. It's interesting to me that Nissan chose a sound that was futuristic. It not only solved the problem of the electric car's audio visibility, but it also created the impression of leading technology. Choosing sound is a delicate process. The sound a can of Pringles potato chips makes when it's opened is engineered specifically to make you associate the product with lip-smacking freshness. At McDonald's, even the scratchy punching sound your straw makes when it penetrates the plastic lid is created specifically to make you crave an ice-cold Coke and a large fry. Many advertisers use mnemonics to create audio branding. The word mnemonic comes from the Greek word mnemon, meaning mindful and relating to memory. It's spelled M-N-E-M-O-N-I-C. Considering it's a word about remembering, it's ironic that the spelling is almost impossible to remember. The definition of a mnemonic is a device such as a pattern of letters, ideas, sounds, or associations that assists in remembering something. The use of audio mnemonics goes back a long way. Avon used a mnemonic in its TV commercials beginning in the 1950s.
Avon calling.
The Avon doorbell was an inviting sound, and it captured the essence of Avon, which was a door-to-door sales strategy. It began as a company in 1886, and because so many customers were rural at the time, Avon salespeople had to travel to reach them. By 1954, sales had reached $55 million, and the famous Avon calling campaign was launched. The doorbell mnemonic had two tasks: one, to brand Avon commercials, and two, to persuade women to welcome Avon reps into their homes when they heard their own doorbells ring. For years, Nokia used a very familiar mnemonic. It's a musical phrase taken from a composition called Grand Vals by the Spanish classical composer Francisco Torrega, written in 1902. The phrase is taken from bars 13 to 16. The Nokia mnemonic was heard an estimated 1.8 billion times a day, which means it was played more than 20,000 times per second, reinforcing Nokia's brand in the mobile phone category. Intel used this mnemonic for years. The company used it to solve a branding problem. Intel manufactured the microprocessor chips that went inside computers. Computer chips had never been branded before, and the biggest problem was they were invisible. They were hidden deep inside your computer, and the public didn't care about them. So Intel created a mnemonic to be used not only in Intel commercials, but in any commercials for computers that used Intel chips. The mnemonic told the public that the computer had Intel inside, and that the fastest computers had Intel chips. So that mnemonic created a demand for computers with Intel inside. It's a simple five-note mnemonic, but not so simple to create. The first tone is an audio sparkle made up of more than 20 sounds, including a tambourine, an anvil, an electric spark, and a hammer on a pipe. The four notes that follow are a mix of xylophone, marimba, bells, and other sounds. Speaking of computers, do you recognize this sound? It was created by Jim Reeks, and he named it Sosumi. In the early days of Apple's Mac computers, he was charged with composing a startup sound. He knew the sound would be heard often, and since the early Macs would crash a lot, he didn't want the sound to become annoying. Instead, he wanted a sound that was, in his words, zen, calm, and like a palate cleanser. Put another way, Apple wanted that sound to persuade you that booting up your Mac is always the start of a pleasurable experience. Reeks created it using a C major chord that incorporated a lot of rich textures in it, including strings and guitars. At the time, the Beatles' Apple Records was suing Apple for infringement on their name. As a result, Apple computers had to be very careful that they didn't venture into any musical territory, a legal issue that took years to resolve, by the way. So when Reeks developed the Apple startup sound, he wanted to call it the Apple Chime. But Apple's lawyers were against it, saying the word chime was too musical and would risk another lawsuit from the Beatles. So Reeks then said, let's call it Let It Beep, as a sarcastic take on the Beatles' Let It Be song, which further annoyed the lawyers. So then Reeks just threw up his hands and said, so sue me. And that is the name of the Apple startup sound, So Sue Me, spelled S-O-S-U-M-I. It is remarkable how much we rely on our sense of hearing. It truly is our 24-hour warning system, staying on duty tirelessly, scanning relentlessly, even as we sleep, even as we dream. It may be the one sense that helped us survive our caveman days. As a creator of sound, I find it interesting that whenever I wanted to create a peaceful, inviting soundscape in a commercial, I often chose this sound. And there's probably a reason for that, going back to caveman days, as a matter of fact. When something predatory was sneaking through the underbrush, birds stopped singing. So if birds are singing, you know everything is all right. And that's what makes sound such a persuasive selling tool. It makes it possible to see clean glassware on radio, to listen around corners, smell coffee when looking at a TV screen, make our mouths water, and conjure up images of a brand when no other information is present. It can give a silent car audio visibility. It can brand a microchip hidden deep inside a computer, and give us the feeling of calmness when starting our computers without once annoying the world's most famous band. That's the amazing thing about sound. It can speak to us on so many levels when you're under the influence. I'm Terry O'Reilly. This episode was recorded in the Terrestream Mobile Recording Studio. Producer, Debbie O'Reilly. Sound engineer, Jeff Devine. Under the Influence theme by Ari Posner and Ian Lefevre. Tunes provided by APM Music. Follow me on social at Terry O. Influence. If you like this episode, you might also like our sister podcast titled We Regret to Inform You, The Rejection Podcast. It tells inspiring stories of people who overcome massive career rejection and succeed by never giving up, like Simon and Garfunkel and Lady Gaga. You'll find it wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find our podcasts on the new Apostrophe YouTube channel. And if you think there are too many ads in a show about advertising, how does this sound? You can now listen to our podcasts ad-free on Amazon Music. See you next time.
Fun fact, the lawsuit between the Beatles, Apple Records, and Apple Computers lasted for nearly 30 years. Wow, talk about a long and winding road.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.